अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धये। वेदांत सारा पैराग्राफ 152 पेज नंबर 88। We are analyzing the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi. The central teaching of Vedanta, the purport of Vedanta is conveyed by the Mahavakya. Everything else revolves around the Mahavakya. Therefore, the Mahavakya becomes a very important statement. And this Mahavakya consists of two words. You may say there are three words, but mainly there are two words. Tvampada and Tatpada. Tvampada referring to the individual, the jiva, and Tatpada referring to the total, the Ishvara. And these two are equated. Mahavakya is an equation. And this equation, any equation is in any equation, there is an apparent difference between the two sides, between the right hand side and left hand side. This apparent difference and the real identity between the two has to be understood. And this understanding of the identity, in spite of the apparent difference between the two sides, is what we call solving an equation. In the mathematics, those who have studied mathematics know, they solve an equation. It is seemingly different altogether. And sometimes people may think the problem is a wrong problem. After a lot of working, after 1 hour of working, also sometimes you are not able to find out the identity. The left hand side is equal to right hand side. When it is so, it is correct. You have solved the problem. So the same problem is there in Vedanta also. The difference is so explicit, so predominant that many people think this equation is wrong. But the equation is not wrong. Equation cannot be wrong. Why? Because it is told by the Vedas. It is not told by an ordinary person. It is Pramana. The statement is a Pramana. And therefore, some people cannot dismiss the equation, but at the same time they cannot accept the equation. So they say, this is not really an equation. We will take it in some other way, as it is conveying a relationship between Tvam and Tat. Therefore, this statement is understood differently by different people, interpreted differently by various people who don't understand the identity in spite of the apparent difference. Therefore, in our tradition, the identity is conveyed properly, systematically. And in order to understand the identity properly, we have a proper analysis of Mahavakya. First of all, we arrived at the meaning of Tvampada and Tatpada. And Tvampada can have two meanings, Tatpada has two meanings, Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. And now this Mahavakya itself is analyzed. The author said Mahavakya conveys Akhandartha. And this Akhandartha, how it conveys Akhandartha? In order to understand that, we have to understand three relations in the Mahavakya. And the three relations are told. What are the three relations? The first one is Samanadhikaranyam. Padayoho Samanadhikaranyam. The Samanadhikaranya Sambandha. Between the two words, Tatpada and Tvampada. What is Samanadhikaranya? When I say Delhi is the capital, Delhi and capital are two words. But they don't refer to two different objects. They refer to the same object. The same place. That means the two words Delhi and capital are in Samanadhikaranya. In English, apposition. Two words are in apposition means there are two words, but the meaning is same in a sentence. Similarly here, we saw the Samanadhikaranya Sambandha that is explained in the previous page, 87. And for understanding Samanadhikaranya, the author took an example, Soyam Devadattaha, an example, Saha, Ayam, Saha Devadattaha, and Ayam Devadatta. That Devadatta is equal to this Devadatta. Here the Saha and Ayam, these two words are in Samanadhikaranya. Saha means that, Ayam means this. they are in Samanadhikaranya. That means both of them refer to the same person. Similarly, in the Tattvamasi Mahavakya also, Tat and Tvam are in Samanadhikaranya. That means they refer to the same person, the same object. That is Samanadhikaranya Sambandha. Next Sambandha is Visheshana Visheshyabhava Sambandha. Visheshana Visheshyabhava is the relationship between qualified and qualifier. Visheshana means qualifier, Vishesha means qualified. For example, a red flower, when I say, red qualifies the flower. What do you mean by qualifying? Qualifying includes exclusion. Qualifying involves elimination of everything other. When I say red flower, the red qualifies the flower. And red qualifies the flower means what? The flower could have been a blue flower. It could have been a white flower. It could have been a yellow flower. When I use the word red, the blue is eliminated. The white is eliminated. The yellow is eliminated. That is qualifying. Red qualifies flower. Means the red eliminates all other possibilities than red. And then the flower qualifies red. When I say red flower, it is a mutual qualifying. Not just the red is qualifying flower. When I say flower qualifies red, the red could have been anything, red cloth, red flower, red cloth, red pen, red box. It could have been anything. But when I say red flower, the flower qualifies the red. The red is nothing but flower. It is not a box. It is not a cloth. It is not a pen. Like that, there is mutual qualification. And this mutual qualification is called Visheshana Visheshyabhava Sambandha. So we will read the paragraph. The author first explains the Visheshana Visheshyabhava Sambandha with respect to Soyam Devadatta. And then he explains it for Tattvamasi. So, we'll read. Visheshana Visheshyabhava Sambandhastu Yatha Tatraiva Vakye Sashabdartha Tatkala Vishishta Devadattasya Ayam Shabdartha Etatkala Vishishta Devadattasya Cha Anyonya Bheda Vyavartakataya Visheshana Visheshyabhavaha Visheshana Visheshyabhava Sambandhastu. The Visheshana Visheshyabhava Sambandha is Yatha. Yatha means as. Example is given. Tatraiva vakye, in the same statement. Previously, he gave the statement, soyam devadattaha, to explain samanadhikaranya. Now he doesn't change the example. The same statement can be taken as an example to explain visheshana vishesha bhava also. Tatraiva vakye means in the same statement. What? Soyam devadattaha. Sashabdartha tatkala vishishta devadattasya. Ayam shabdartha etatkala vishishta devadattasya cha. Anyonya bheda vyavartakataya visheshana vishesha bhavaha. There are two words, sashabda and ayam shabda. And two words have two meanings. Sashabda, that devadatta, refers to the devadatta you saw in 1980. No beard, no mustache, nothing was there. Young boy, little boy. So saha refers to devadatta, qualified by that particular time, pertaining to that particular time. That is told, sashabdartha tatkala vishishta devadattasya. Sashabdartha, the meaning of sashabda here is tatkala vishishta devadatta, the devadatta pertaining to that particular period of time, with all the attributes pertaining to that time. And then there is ayam shabda. Ayam shabda is this devadatta who has come in front of me. And what is this devadatta with the beard and mustache, everything? That also white beard, white mustache, white hair. Perhaps hair becomes white before the mustache. That is why somebody asked, your hair is white, but your mustache is not white. Why? Because it is younger. Mustache is younger than hair. So, it's white, all white. White mustache and white beard, that devadatta. You are seeing after 34 years, 1980 to 2014, means 34 years. So this devadatta is etatkala vishishta devadatta, the devadatta pertaining to this time. It is the ayam shabdartha, it is the meaning of the word ayam. So this saha and ayam, these two qualify each other. Saha qualifies ayam and ayam qualifies saha. Means what? Anyonya bheda vyavartakataya. Anyonya bheda vyavartakata means elimination of mutual distinction. Elimination of mutual distinction. This devadatta qualifies the other devadatta. Means, this devadatta is not anything other than that devadatta. All other possibilities are eliminated. And that devadatta qualifies this devadatta. Means, this devadatta is not different from anything other than that devadatta. Like that, mutually, they eliminate the differences. That is called anyonya bheda vyavartakataya. Visheshana vishesha bhavaha. And this is called visheshana vishesha bhavaha. So mutual qualification involves mutual elimination of the differences. Elimination of distinctions. So this is the example. Now we have to apply the same relation to Tattvamasi. Tatha atrapi, tatha similarly, atrapi vakye, in this sentence also. This sentence means what? Tattvamasi. Tatpadartha parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. Tatpadartha, the meaning of tatpada. The meaning of the word tat. What is that? Parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. The tatpada also refers to chaitanya, the consciousness. Chaitanya is not energy. Many people think chaitanya is energy. And they say God is an energy, which is present everywhere. Which energy? Is it nuclear energy or atomic energy? It's not energy. It's consciousness. Chaitanya means consciousness. And then they say it is scientific spirituality. Energy. What the scientists call energy is our Chaitanya. It's not so. Science deals with a totally different thing. What they say energy is different. It is a jada. The energy is also within the prapancha only. Within the object universe only. Energy is also mithya. Because it is within the prapancha. Consciousness is never mithya. It is always satya. And energy keeps changing. Matter, energy. Matter becomes energy. Somebody was explaining, tattvamasi. Is matter is equal to energy. Tat is energy, tvam is equal to matter. So matter and energy are interchangeable. E is equal to mc square. It has nothing to do with E is equal to mc square. It is not E is equal to mc square. Tattvamasi. E is equal to mc square talks of a physical thing. It is purely physical. Which is within the reach of pratyaksha and anumana. Within the domain of direct perception and inference. But what we talk of is not within the domain of direct perception and inference. So don't equate this equation with another equation called that is E is equal to mc square. It is a wrong equation. So nowadays, whatever they write becomes it passes as spirituality. Yeah. So that is why we need tradition, and we have to go through this traditional text. Then only you understand what it exactly means. A speculation, an independent speculation. Cannot arrive at truth. So therefore, Chaitanya is the consciousness. Tatpada refers to Chaitanya, the consciousness. What consciousness? Not pure consciousness. Not Shuddha Chaitanya. But Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanya. The Chaitanya which is qualified by various attributes. Tatpada is Ishvara. And Ishvara is Paroksha. Not available to direct experience. It is Paroksha. And Adi. Adi means Sarva Shakti Matva. All power, sarvajnyatva, all knowledge, omniscience. All these are the attributes of Ishvara, which are contrary to the attributes of Jiva. So parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. So tatpadartha is the chaitanya which is qualified by the attributes like parokshatva, sarvajnyatva, etc. And this is tvampadartha. Tvampadartha aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. Tvampadartha is what? The jiva. And this jiva is also chaitanya. What chaitanya? Aparokshatvadi vishishta. The chaitanya which is aparoksha. This chaitanya is aparoksha. It is evident to me. The jiva is evident. All of us know ourselves. And this chaitanya is qualified by aparokshatva. It is evident, directly evident. Now unlike Ishvara. And Adi. Adi means alpajnatva. Little knowledge. All the jivas are alpajna. Very limited knowledge. Even about a thing which you think you know, you have very limited knowledge. All of us have our blind spots. I know this person very well, you may say. But how much you know about that person? You cannot know anybody completely. Therefore, a jiva is alpajna. Alpajnatva aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. The tvampadartha is alpajnatvadi vishishta chaitanya. And these two are equated. The tvampadartha and tatpadartha. Here, one thing we have to note. The previous sambandha, that is the samanadhikaranya, is between what? Samanadhikaranya is between two words. Tatpada and tvampada. These two words had samanadhikaranya. But here, visheshana vishesha bhava, when we are not talking between two words. It is between two meanings. Tatpada artha and tvampada artha. Whenever a relationship is there, you have to ask between what? There are two things involved. Relationship between what? So here, it is between the two arthas, two meanings. Anyonya bheda vyavartakataya. They mutually eliminate the differences, eliminate the distinctions. They say, tvam is nothing other than tat, and tat is nothing other than tvam. So tat being anything other than tvam is eliminated. And tvam being anything other than tat is eliminated. And therefore they have visheshana vishesha bhavaha. The relationship of visheshana visheshya bhava. So this is second relationship. And now we have to go to another, third relationship. Lakshya lakshana bhava sambandha. Employer implied relationship. And this lakshya lakshana bhava sambandha is between. There are two possibilities. Either you can say it is between the words and the implied meaning, or between the direct meaning and implied meaning. The direct meaning is called vachyartha. The implied meaning is called lakshyartha. If you have to understand all these things with the clarity, you will have to go home and do some working. Just katha shavana is not enough. It is not katha. It requires some manana, some working. Then only you will get some clarity regarding these things. So, this laksha lakshana sambandha. Laksha means implied. Lakshana means implier. And this implied implier relationship, laksha lakshana sambandha, there are two possibilities. Either you can take the tvam pada and tatpada and the implied meaning, which is the Shuddha Chaitanya. Or you can take tvampada artha, tvampada vachyartha and tatpada vachyartha and the Shuddha Chaitanya. So this sambandha can be between the word and the implied meaning, or between the direct meaning and implied meaning. Either way you can take. So we will read. Laksha lakshana sambandhasto yatha tatraiva sashabda ayam shabdayoho tadarthayorva viruddha tatkala etatkala vishishtatva parityagena aviruddha devadattena saha laksha lakshana bhavaha. So this laksha lakshana bhava is explained. Tatraiva, yatha, as example. Tatraiva, the same sentence. Soyam devadattaha. In that sentence only. Sashabda ayam shabdayoho. Sashabda and ayam shabda. These two words are there. Or you can take tadartha. Tadartha yorva. Between the artha of sashabda and ayam shabda. Sashabda artha is tatkala vishishta devadatta. The devadatta pertaining to that time, 1980. Ayam shabda artha means the devadatta pertaining to this time, 2014. So either you can take the two words, or their meanings, their direct meanings. And when you take these two devadattas, you cannot equate, because that devadatta has no beard, this devadatta has beard. How can you equate? This devadatta is 54 years old. That devadatta is 10 years old. Say 10 years old. This is 44 years old. Yeah, let's take like that. This devadatta is 44 years old. 2014. I took 1980. Okay. That devadatta is 10 years old. So how can you equate? Because opposite attributes are there. So with the opposite attributes you cannot match. You cannot equate them. So in order to match them, you have to eliminate the opposite attributes pertaining to the two times, pertaining to that time and pertaining to this time. And then what remains? Pure Devadatta. Devadatta, who is not qualified by any attributes belonging to any time. So therefore, these two words, saha and ayam, or their direct meanings, imply the pure Devadatta. the unqualified Devadatta. So that is told. Sashabda ayam shabda yoho tad arthayorva. Sashabda and ayam shabda are its meanings, its direct meanings. Viruddha tatkala etatkala vishishtatva parityagena. Parityagena, giving up what? The viruddhamsha, the opposite attributes. Tatkala and etatkala vishishtatva. Tatkala vishishtatva and etatkala vishishtatva. All the attributes pertaining to that time and the attributes pertaining to this time. You give up. Then what you get? Aviruddha devadattena saha. There is aviruddha devadatta. There is one devadatta. Who is free from these two attributes belonging to the two times. Aviruddha devadattena saha. Laksha lakshana bhavaha. So that is lakshana. That aviruddha devadatta. So that is lakshya. And these two words or these two meanings have the relationship with the aviruddha devadatta. And that is called laksha lakshana bhava. Implier, implied relationship. Either the saha shabda and ayam shabda have relationship with the devadatta. Or the particular, the two particular devadattas have the relationship with this aviruddha devadatta. It is called laksha lakshana bhava. Because they imply this. By implication you arrive at this pure devadatta. Tatha, similarly, atrapi vakye, in this sentence also, in tattvamasi vakya also, tattvam padayoho, the tatpada and tvampada, or you can take tad arthayorva, or the meanings of tatpada and tvampada. Meaning here means direct meaning, vachyartha. Viruddha parokshatva aparokshatvadi vishishtatva parityagena. By giving up the viruddha dharmas, by giving up the opposing attributes. What are they? Parokshatva, aparokshatva. In the tvampadartha you give up the aparokshatva. In tatpadartha you give up the parokshatva. In tvampadartha you give up the alpajnatva. In tatpadartha you give up the sarvajnatva. Like that. All the attributes you give up. All the attributes which cause the opposition. All the attributes which doesn't allow them to match. You give up. Then what remains? Aviruddha chaitanyena saha. There is aviruddha chaitanya. There is the chaitanya. Shuddha chaitanya. Which is same in both. It is same in both the meanings. The chaitanya. Laksha lakshana bhavaha. This is the laksha lakshana bhava. So either tvampada and tatpada have laksha lakshana bhava with the aviruddha chaitanya. Or tvampadartha and tatpadartha have laksha lakshana bhava with the chaitanya. Tvampada vachyartha and tatpada vachyartha have laksha lakshana bhava with the lakshyartha. So here, what is involved is giving up of the opposite attributes in both the meanings. We are not giving up the meanings totally. The tvampadartha you are not dropping totally. The tatpadartha you are not dropping totally. Then what do? You give up a part of that. A part of the meaning of tvampada you give up. And a part of tatpada meaning you give up. And then you arrive at the proper meaning. This kind of process is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana, Bhaga Lakshana or Jahadajahal Lakshana. Three meanings are there. Three words are there. It is called Bhaga Lakshana. The Bhaga Lakshana itself is called by two other words, Bhagatyaga Lakshana or Jahadajahal Lakshana. Three words are there. Bhaga Lakshana, Bhagatyaga Lakshana or Jahadajahal Lakshana. It will come later. We will analyze. So, in fact, it may be there somewhere in the notes. Yeah. Here it is there. Yeah. So, there are three lakshanas. Yeah. So, this word and its meaning. The word and its meaning. How a word gives its meaning. The process of arriving at a meaning of a word. The process is called vritti in Sanskrit. Vritti. It's a technical word. Vritti. The first type of vritti is called mukhya vritti or abhidha vritti. Mukhya vritti or abhidha vritti. In abhidha vritti, you get the direct meaning. It is direct meaning. So when I say a river, you take the direct meaning of river, the water flowing. That's all. The flowing water is the river. But sometimes we cannot take the direct meaning. Direct meaning means vachyartha. So by abhidha vritti or mukhya vritti, you arrive at vachyartha. Then sometimes this mukhya vritti is not possible. You cannot arrive at the proper meaning of the sentence if you take the vachyartha by mukhya vritti. Therefore, you may have to take the implied meaning. This process of taking implied meaning is called lakshana. Lakshana. Lakshana akaranta, strilinga. And by means of this lakshana vritti, you arrive at lakshyartha. Lakshyartha means implied meaning. So to arrive at the implied meaning of a word, you use the lakshana vritti. The process of arriving at the implied meaning of a word is what is called lakshana vritti. And this lakshana vritti also are of three types. There are three types of lakshanas. The first one is jahal lakshana. Jahal lakshana. Second one is ajahal lakshana. Third one is jahad ajahal lakshana, which is also called by two other names, bhagatyaga lakshana or bhaga lakshana. So the third one is called by two other names. It's not that the other two have two other names. So first one is jahal lakshana, second one is ajahal lakshana, The third one is called Jahada Jahal Lakshana, which is called by two other names, Bhaga Lakshana and Bhagat Jaga Lakshana. So now we will understand in brief what are these three types of Lakshanas. It will be elaborated later. Now I will tell in brief. For Jahal Lakshana, we have an example. Gangayam Ghoshaha. Let us take a slightly different example. The ashram is on Ganga, I say. Ashram is on Ganga. When you say, the word Ganga, Ganga, the direct meaning of the word Ganga means the water, the river. If you take the direct meaning, the ashram is on the water. It is not possible. Therefore, you have to take implied meaning. You have to take Lakshyartha. On Ganga means on the bank of Ganga. Here, what do? If you analyze this process, the direct meaning of the word Ganga is totally given up. The river is totally given up. And you take up another meaning which is related to the direct meaning. Another meaning which is closely related to the direct meaning. So here what you do is, you give up the direct meaning and take another meaning. So this giving up is called Jahat. So Jahal Lakshana means, by giving up, you arrive at the implied meaning. By giving up the direct meaning totally, you arrive at the implied meaning. It is called Jahal Lakshana. And there is another, Ajahal Lakshana. In Ajahal Lakshana, the example is, Shonaha Dhavati. Shonaha means white. White runs. White is a color. The white color cannot run. But the sentence is white runs. How can white run? It cannot run. So white runs cannot make sense. If you take the direct meaning, that is white color, a guna. Color is a guna, an attribute. Therefore, you have to take implied meaning, that is white horse. White horse. So here what you do? Do you give up the direct meaning? You don't give up the direct meaning. Without giving up the direct meaning of the shonaha, white, you add something extra, white horse. So here you don't give up the direct meaning, instead you add something extra, which is connected to the direct meaning. Like that you arrive at white horse by the white. White horse consists of white also. It's not given up. This is called Ajahal Lakshana. You arrive at that implied meaning without giving up the original meaning. It's called Ajahal Lakshana. And the third one is Bhaga Lakshana. Jahad Ajahal Lakshana. Where you give up the direct meaning partially. You arrive at the implied meaning by giving up the direct meaning partially. It is called jahada jahal lakshana. So here we are doing jahada jahal lakshana. Because that Devadatta and this Devadatta, the opposing attributes are given up in the vachartha, in the direct meaning. Totally you are not giving up. Only partial, that attributes are given up. And then you arrive at the implied meaning. It is called jahada jahal lakshana. Or bhaga lakshana. The author calls it bhaga lakshana. So next. Iyameva. Bhaga lakshana iti ucchate. This is called bhaga lakshana. What is explained in the previous paragraph. So we will stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.